Hey, hey, now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. And I am live everywhere. First of all, we are at LynnMillionaire.com. You can listen to this show from anywhere in the world. I have such a special treat for you today. So wherever there is air and the internet, you can get access to what we're going to talk about today. In addition to that, I am live everywhere. I am live on Instagram. I am live on Facebook. And I am just happy to be alive. Today marks the 25th year that I have been married to my rock and my best friend and my just everything, Demetrius Richardson. So we are excited. So we're, you know, I think to have any kind of relationship for more than 2 days, 2 weeks or 2 months is an accomplishment. So certainly to have a marriage that has lasted as long and has thrived as long as ours has is such a blessing. And I would have to say that if there is any one particular reason why I am able to keep going and to keep striving and keep helping people get to the next level financially, it is because I have a happy relationship at home. And so I want to talk to you today about the kinds of relationships that you have in your life and how they contribute to or take away from your peace, your prosperity, but more importantly, your ability to focus and do the things that you have to do to get to the next level financially. And it certainly doesn't mean, hey, everybody, it certainly doesn't mean if things aren't perfect that you can't move on anyway. You can certainly move on despite any situation. However, I want to give you some tips and I want to give you some things that will hopefully shed a new light and give you a new way to communicate and a new way to talk to the people who are special to you in your life, so that you can not only be successful, but you can create harmony in your relationship. So Demetrius and I, we have been together longer than we have been apart. So we have been married for 25 years. We're still under 50. You know, I'm telling everybody, I'm 35 until I'm 75. That's just the way it's going to roll. That's what my age is. Half the time, I can't even remember my age. When people ask me how old I am, I have to go back to the year and add up 10 times each decade and then figure it out. So you have been here a long time when you have to go through multiple decades to figure out your age. So I'm 35 until I'm 75. That's just the rule. But technically, we have been together longer than we have been apart. And let me tell you, it hasn't always been easy. Now, the relationship part of it has been simple. You know, my husband is such a wonderful man. He, his idea of a good time is watching TV and talking on the phone to his daughters, who the youngest one always beats on him. It's like, why you got to beat on your father all the time? What is this all about? And teasing them and us just having a good time and him going to church and serving and doing those kind of things. But, you know, sometimes we have difficulty communicating. And I always tell people who are in relationships, because I'm having a lot of people reach out to me on social media, hey, Elder Pierce, Miss Jane, I see all of you out there watching and listening. But a lot of times relationships fall apart over money. I have found in the 20 plus years that I have been doing this, and that is helping people financially, whether it be their real estate, whether it be their mortgage or their retirement or trying to figure out their credit, buying commercial property. I've helped people from all walks of life, movie stars, celebrities, CEOs, everyday people, retired bus drivers, you name it. I have helped them. But the number one reason why relationships break down is because of money. And oftentimes, you know, even today, someone sent me an email and they wanted to make sure it was me because their husband doesn't believe anything anywhere. He thinks everything is a scam. So she sent an email to make sure it wasn't a scam, that we could actually help her start a home-based business. And of course, I responded. But what you all have to understand about this when it comes to communication, you have to start to speak in the language that the other person wants to hear. Now, I'm getting, and you're going to be able to call me at 312-374-8130 because I want to talk to you about your relationship issues with money. And it could be a relationship with your significant other. It could be a relationship issue with your daughter. It could be a relationship issue with a sibling or a parent. But you have to start to speak in the language that the other person can understand. Let me repeat. You have to start to speak in the language that the other person can understand. So a lot of times I'm getting emails from, let's just say you've got a female who is trying to get her money straight, but her husband wants to spend the money on everything. I'm getting issues with folks, you know, he's spending his money on his mama and this and that, and he's going out and he's buying me things and I don't need them. And so I have to help this lady understand, I have to help women understand that, you know, your man wants to cover you and protect you. And a lot of times that includes providing for you. And the way that they find value in doing that is to buy you things, and especially when women are out here looking for things. So you have to sit down and talk to your significant other, talk to your spouse, talk to your husband and say, listen, I would actually love it if you would protect me by helping to plan for our future. See, then you start to shift the game because you start to help him understand what's important. And I have some tips for the brothers to speak to the women as well, because I know they out shopping, they hiding the clothes in the closet and in the trunk and all of that stuff, and then they trying to pretend like they already had it when you find it in the closet. We are going to heal the money issues in our relationships. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. Call us at 312-374-8130. We have to take a break right now for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?
A little check to Monday, a little check to Monday, a little check to Monday. Are you little check to Monday? Lynn Richardson will tell you what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it, she knows our stuff. Hey, the girl is tough, she's gonna give it a real deal in money, credit and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. Are you live a check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time. And that means you. And you have to believe that you can change. You have to believe that you can work through whatever it is. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what it is. I've been through it all. I thought I could get away the quick, easy way to my financial success. And I thought for me, the quickest way was to just make money, right? That's like simple. Like everybody who wants money doesn't know how to make money. Well, I know how to make money. So I would actually go out and make as much money, but then I'd spend it all and I'd still be broke. So I realized that was not the answer. So if you want to get to the next level, you're going to have to figure out how to work through the idiosyncrasies. Yes, I have been married for 25 years to a man who I love, who loves me, who is taking care of me and my three daughters and my grandmother and my mother and his mother and my sisters. And like, you know, Demetrius just takes care. He's the community, just the male. He's the one in the family who takes care of everybody. So I want to talk about money and relationships. So ladies, if your guy is spending too much money, tell him that you'd much rather him protect you by helping to plan for your future. See, it gets really hard for men to not, you know, keep up that, you know what I mean? They got to look like they got it together. And a lot of times our communities and the way we were raised or our social atmosphere has told us that the way we do that is to spend money, even when we don't have it. But the one thing that I'm going to say to everybody is this: whatever you are doing to justify spending more money than you have, whatever you're doing, can you teach it? That was the game changer for me, because I would make excuses for the things that I wanted to do, but I also wanted to be a good example for my children. I want to be a good example for you. I want to be a good example for other people. So if I can't teach it, then I can't do it myself. That's a really good way for you to start to make decisions about money. It's like when your kids come and they ask you for something and you can't afford it, and you figure out a way to make it happen anyway, and you feel guilty, and then your account is overdrawn or you can't pay your bills or your credit cards are maxed out. Here's the question that you ask yourself: can you teach what you just did? And would you teach what you just did to the person you love? Would you teach him? Would you tell your children, when your children come ask you for things and you can't afford it, buy it anyway and suffer? Would you tell them that? You would not tell them that. So those are some of the conversations that you want to have. And it just requires that you look at yourself and tell the truth. Okay, so fellas, what about your woman and she's spending all the money? Okay, so I was the person in my relationship that had a bad relationship with money. My husband wanted to pay the bills on time. He cashed his check. He would take the money and put it under the towel that was sitting on the dresser, and that would be the money to put away for rent that wasn't due until 3 weeks later. But I had other plans for the money. I wanted to spend it now. I wanted to go out. I wanted to go to the comedy club. I wanted to buy a new outfit. I wanted to buy a new purse. So I said, no, let's take this now, and we'll pay it later. And he kind of went along with me. Oh, God, that was not the right thing to do. I really wish that I could have, I wish I could rewrite the script in some ways, but in a lot of ways I don't, because if I didn't learn the hard way, I wouldn't be here to teach you. So I've learned everything the hard way, which is why I'm so good at what I do, because I can tell you, listen, don't go down that road. That's not going to work. This is where you're going to land, and so on and so forth. So fellas, this is what you got to tell your woman. Send her one of my videos. You know, we do this Your Man and Your Money workshop, MC Light and I. And a lot of times the men will drop their lady off. And I have seen so many instances where the man drops the lady off and then he winds up staying, because it's like, I'm just telling the truth. Like, I'm just going to tell the truth. And sometimes I'm telling on us, sisters. I am. Because sometimes we are not right. Sometimes we're not making the right decisions. And I remember once at the end of a marriage conference, and I spoke, and then the people started coming up, and there was a husband and wife, and they were standing in line, and the lady was standing there like this with her arms crossed, and she didn't have a smile anywhere in sight. I was like, oh, Lord, she is mad at me. Because her husband was like, I've been trying to tell her this, and I want her to stop spending, and so on and so forth. So it's the same thing. You've got to be able to say to your significant other, listen, look at the math. If everybody would just pull out a pen and paper and write the numbers down, you see, thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. I went to Oprah's 2020 vision tour, and she talked about journaling, and she was writing. She's been writing for a very long time, and I've been journaling for about 12 or 13 years now, consistently writing things down. When you look at the things that you wrote, which is why the 21 Days to Financial Freedom works so well for people, because it's the first time writing. Every single day I'm watching people, and it's the first time they're confessing that they have a spending addiction, or that they spend money to please their children, or that they spend money to please whomever. So I want you to get the power that you need. So, Lavinia, I'm going to take your question before we go to break. Lavinia, you had a question for me. Are you here on the Millionaires Roundtable? Miss Lavinia? Okay, so Lavinia, here's her question. Her question is, how do you handle grown kids and grandkids when they depend on you? So first of all, you need to hire everybody. If you're going to give money to anybody, do not give it away because you can't get it back. You need to hire them. Hire them to work in your home-based business. Now the money that you pay them is a tax write-off. Now they have to do something in exchange for the money besides sit there and live and look cute. Nobody gets any money for looking cute. If they were passing out money just for looking cute, I'd have some, okay? Everybody has to work. So when you hire your family members to work in your home-based business, you can get your money back, and then that makes it easier. If your family member calls to ask you to borrow money, then keep it, you know, keep it professional. Ask them to see their bank statement, their pay stub, their W-2, and for a plan. That's what the bank would do. So if you can treat it like that, then you can start to eliminate some of the friction in relationships. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And so I will take your questions, 312-374-8130. And for Miss Lavinia, who called in wanting to know how do you handle your grown kids and grandkids, let me tell you, it never stops. Let me tell you how my grandmother handled me. Now, yes, I was her pride and joy. I was the apple of her eye. Growing up, she did everything she could to support me. But I remember being 21 and asking her for something ridiculous. First of all, that I had no business asking for. I was well in the middle of my credit card spending addiction, and I had no concept of being responsible or actually stopping the bleeding. I just thought I could just keep asking and ignoring the signs. And the signs were your credit cards are maxed out, you can't pay anybody, your credit is jacked up. It didn't hit me as if something was wrong. I know that's the part of the problem. And I asked her for something. And she looked at me, and she told me to stand on my own 2 feet. Blew my mind. It absolutely blew my mind. So, if you have children, grandchildren, people asking you for money, I want you to remember this and never forget it. No is a complete sentence. It doesn't require any explanation. And if you want to be financially free, you're going to have to forget what people think about you. You're going to have to stop worrying what people think. And if they get mad and stop talking to you, then you know that that relationship did not have the proper foundation that you thought it had. Now it's all about money. I have family members who ask me for money, and I either did not respond because I'm not required to respond, or I said no, or I asked for a consultation. You know, I had them to sign up for a consultation like everybody does. So if you go to the bank wants to I dare you to go into any bank and ask for a loan for $200. Now, that's not a lot of money. But let me tell you what they're going to do for a $200. They're going to run your credit. They want to see your pay stubs. They want to see your bank statements. They want to see your W-2. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions. They're going to send that application to another person who's going to assess your ability to pay back $200. So if you go and ask a family member for $200, shouldn't it be the same? Minimally, I want to help you to not get in that situation again. So when it comes to relationships, the best thing that I can tell you about money in relationships is to just be honest. Just be honest. And ladies, do not try to buy your man. Don't try to buy him. And fellas, too, don't try to buy her. On my court show, one of my cases was a lady who's in there. The man brought her in because, you know, all she wanted him to do was spend money. Now, when he first got her, he used to buy her nice purses and all of that stuff. But now he's broke. You know, he doesn't have it like that. He owes his father money, and his father is upset with him. And she didn't even care. I told him she was a gold digger. I sure did. I said it. Gold diggers. So, ladies, don't be gold diggers. Make your own money. Now, be with somebody who can make their own money, but don't make money the requirement or don't let that be the litmus test to determine if the person has value. They should work. They should be hardworking, responsible, trustworthy, God-fearing. But if you are judging your relationship on money, it's going to be bankrupt long before it gets started. If you are judging your relationship on money, then it's going to be bankrupt long before it gets started. You can call me at 312-374-8130. 312-374-8130. Okay, so I have another question. Should I get a prenuptial agreement? Okay. So in my book, Your Man and Your Money, How to Get Them and How to Keep Them, I address this. As a matter of fact, I wrote this book with MC Light. And we speak from two different perspectives, me having been married for 25 years. And when I got married, I had nothing. He had nothing. We built everything together. Her getting married much later in life and her spouse having his own things and her having her own things. I say, yes, get a prenuptial agreement. If you are out here in 2020 and you have built a legacy for yourself already, you own a home. You've got a retirement fund. Maybe you have some money put away in stocks or you're expecting an inheritance or some kind of trust. Get a prenuptial agreement so that it's clear what happens in the event of a separation. And no one should be mad about that. So then people say, well, it's supposed to be about love. It is. And if you love me, then you'll be okay with protecting, with both of us protecting ourselves. So the prenup is not just for the person who has all the money. The prenup is for whomever is in a position to be able to benefit, you know, and or profit. So, yes, I am all for prenups. Should you have a joint checking account? Yes, I think you should have a joint checking account for all of the household bills, and then you have a separate account, but you need access to the other person's separate account because you're not about to go around with that separate account and have a separate life, okay? I just think everything should be on the table and transparent. Do not commit financial infidelity. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
An exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. You have to know that no matter where you are, no matter what has happened, no matter how long it has been happening, that you can make a change today to do something different. Absolutely, you can make a change today to do something different. So I am going to go through some basics for a home-based business, because one of the things that I think is beautiful about my relationship, and Demetrius and I have been married for 25 years. Today marks the 25th year wedding anniversary. We got married March 4th of 1995. Yes. And he has been my biggest cheerleader and just everything. So how can you work together as a couple? Or how can you work together in a relationship? How can you work together as mother and daughter? How can you work together as brother and sister? How can you work together as a family, as a unit, two best friends, whatever it is that you are? How can you blend relationship with prosperity and keep everybody moving towards the same direction? I think business is a great way to do it. I remember when we were raising our children, and our youngest is in college, so everybody's gone. But I often remember many of my colleagues who worked with their significant other or worked with their spouse. I have a group of women here in L.A. who is three of them. They're sisters. They work together in business. So it's great because you get to, you should have someone that you trust, but you also have someone who's interested, who has your best interest. So if you're going to work together in a relationship, first of all, define who is who. Who's going to do what? Look at everybody's strengths and then say, okay, you're going to do that part. In every business that I am involved in, I am the rainmaker. I'm the one who goes out and hunts. I'm the one who puts the plan together, and then I'm the one who brings home the bacon. Now, I have people who do other parts of the business. I have people who monitor the store. I have people who help with booking travel. I have people who monitor Q&A. I have people who ship. I have people who do all kind of things. Figure out your lane and be excellent at it, because it doesn't matter who does what. It just matters that it all gets done, right? So you want to thank you all so much. Happy anniversary. Wishes I'm getting all over. But work together and then be consistent. Be consistent. Talk about goals. When was the last time you sat down with your family? When was the last time you sat down with your significant other? When was the last time you sat down with your mother or your sister and said, I want to discuss a strategy for our finances, and I want us to go to the next level? Now, what's happening is people are stressed out. They're tired. They're trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B. People are trying to figure out how to stop living check to Monday. Right. Check to check is a blessing. That means you get paid on Friday, and by the next payday, you're broke. But people are getting paid on Friday, and they're broke by Monday or sooner. So people are being stressed out. But don't let being stressed out stop you. Stressed out is, that's a part of what it's going to be. And if you let stress and fear and anxiety and depression stop you, then you got a permanent thing that's going to always be there, because it's never going to disappear. even when things are great, you're going to have distractions, you're going to have depression, you're going to have anxiety, even when things are great. So don't let that be the determining factor in whether or not you sit down. Force yourself to sit down and put together a plan. Discuss what it is that you want. One of the best ways to get on the same page with your spouse or your significant other or whomever it is to talk about what you want your life to look like 20 years from now. What do you want your life to look like? You want to be retired, vacationing, able to travel when you want to? If you want to do that, it's going to require you make some changes today. That's not going to happen. That's not just going to happen just because you're great. That's not going to happen just because you're a certain color, nationality, you have a certain kind of a job. It's actually something that you have to plan for. So knowing that you have to plan for it should give you the courage, the strength. Let your ego go, because sometimes people get into disputes about money and relationships because of ego. You want it just because you want it. The minute you say that to yourself, you should know that's crazy. When you just want something because you want it and you don't have a logical explanation and everything else is pointing in the opposite direction and the only thing you can come up with is my money? Well, I work hard every day. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. It sounds good in the moment, and it satisfies your inability to come up with a strategic answer that is wise. But you know when you say it is wrong, right? So you want to stop doing that. You want to actually humble yourself. Understand that you are not perfect. Know that with God, all things are possible. And you want to continue to go to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. There's three ways to build wealth. One, you have to spend less money. That's number one. Number two, you have to get more money. Everybody needs multiple streams of income. One stream of income is hazardous to your wealth. You can't depend on one income stream. And three, you have to learn how to get your money back. How do you do that? You must learn the tax code. People ask me, is there another way? There is no other way. You must learn how to get your money back, because the more money you make, the more the IRS will take if you don't know. So you can go to my website at www.lynnrichardson.com. Go there now. Click Connect with Lynn. You can go and follow this radio show at www.lynnmillionaire.com. You can connect with me. You can look at the questions and answers. There's all kind of stuff there about bankruptcy, home-based business. You can connect with the members of Lynn's List, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, Attorney Serena Williams, real estate brokers Monica Poland, Janaea Kennedy, Alicia Bowens, a business finance expert Ingrid Woolfolk, insurance and financial services provider Tania Patterson, mortgage professional extraordinaire Cecilia Marlowe, women and people who I have worked with for a long time who have the answers. But it starts right at www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn, and guess what? We have to go. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.